T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To talk, and politics has been my thing the last couple of years. So, last night was interesting because, I have a mix of political views in my household.
You do.
And I wanted to watch both. Biden was on for 90 minutes, so I started with Trump. They had competing town halls at 8 p.m. last night. And I was interested to see how Savannah Guthrie handled this town hall with the president, because he doesn't often go on with not unfriendly media outlets, but with usually very positive. Fox News is very positive and so on and so forth.
Except for Chris Wallace.
Right. But I want to talk about it some more, and I don't want to talk about it just with Ray. Let's talk to Scott McLean, professor of political science at Quinnipiac University. Professor, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, Professor, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ray.
So what do you think about last night? Anything jump out at you?
Well, a lot jumped out. I mean, we could start with Biden. He still won't be clear about whether he wants to increase the number of positions on the Supreme Court.
Right.
But at least he seemed to say that it had something to do with applying leverage to Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader.
Right.
I really don't like his non-answers on this. I wish he would just come out and say yes, no, or I'm using this to put pressure on McConnell, about these Supreme Court things. But the stuff he's saying just doesn't work.
Scott, there was somebody on camera. It was in a TV interview, and the guy asked him, don't you think people deserve, don't you think people should know what your position on this is? And he says, no, they don't deserve it. He says, I'm getting a lot of questions from my viewers that want this question answered, which I don't know that's true or not, but nevertheless. And he says, well, they're mostly Republicans, so anyway, I'm not going to answer. I mean, that's kind of the way it goes.
He should answer this question. I mean, he can't sort of say, well, Trump doesn't answer these other questions, so I don't have to. So he can't say that, because then he's no better than, what President
Trump is
doing when he doesn't answer an important question.
It certainly it seems like a blind spot for
like
him.
Like QAnon or something.
Right.
Like
I mean, he says, I don't really like it, but, and I do think it's a blind spot for him, and one where he leaves himself vulnerable, that is for sure. And I think that it was interesting, because he was really fixated on a lot of policy issues last night. And I was curious, because people are on both sides of the fence. Some people are being very laudatory about Savannah Guthrie and her treatment, and other people are saying, she kind of went after him. And the format was supposed to be a town hall. I didn't know what you thought of the way she approached the first third of the show, where it really was a kind of a hard-hitting, but not necessarily unfair interview, but we didn't get to viewer audience questions until well into the hour.
I got to be honest, my first reaction was, Savannah, get off. This is not the Savannah Guthrie show. This is Trump talking to voters. I really wanted to see that. On the other hand, she starts out by saying, it was hard to tell what your position was on the last debate, but one more time for the American people.
Oh, God, not this.
Do you condemn white supremacy? And, sort of grudgingly, Trump says, okay, I condemn that. It sort of got exasperated by this. But then she asked this question that should have been easy, Do you believe in this QAnon conspiracy thing, where there are cannibals in charge of the federal government that are engaged in pedophilia? And he couldn't give an answer to this. And it just drove me nuts. So in a way, I think people needed to know the answer to some of these questions. And there wasn't going to be much opportunity for these voters to really follow up in the format they set up. So I kind of think on balance, I think the Trump campaign believes that the more the president talks, the more votes he can win, the more he can get rallies, the more votes he can win over, and he can win this election. But just from the polls, it looks like more the president talks, the worse he does. Worse he does with swing voters. And those are the voters that he really needs. He's not using these opportunities to win over the undecided or swing voters in these key states. He's using them to shore up and bolster the enthusiasm of his own base, which already is, you know, I think maxed out on their support for him. I mean, they're all in.
What else are you going to do? Yeah, you know, and the other thing, I guess, and the question is, and Brian and I have talked about this, is it seems as, I mean, here's what I think. You know, if you go online, the lefty sites, very few of them are saying, oh, I love Biden. He's going to be great. Oh, I love Kamala. She's going to be great. No, Trump sucks. So I think this whole election is not going to be Biden wins, but if Trump loses, then there it is. It's not because Biden won. I mean, he does technically. Yeah.
The fancy way of saying this, Ray, what you said is totally right. Is, you know, the fancy way of saying it, this is a referendum on Trump.
Exactly.
Well, right. Of course, it is all presidential elections with the incumbent running in the election is a referendum on the sitting president. I will say what's interesting that I've noticed in my analysis of all of these polls in different states is that people are starting to shift a bit, especially with younger voters, which is kind of surprising to me. To voting for Biden, it's not definitely not as high as the enthusiasm level for Trump's supporters for Trump, but people who are voting against Trump are also starting to say more,
not
the same amount, more that they like that they like Biden and they think that he'd make a good president.
It's interesting because
but that's normal. That's what happens in every election. Right. It's not about Biden or Trump. This is just what happens when we have presidential elections. The people start to develop a liking, a preference for the person they're voting for.
I've talked to some younger voters, and I've had several people say they don't like either one, because Biden is sort of symbolic of the old Washington, right? Yep. Which the young people don't like either. And I think that is where the push and pull is. They don't necessarily like President Trump for some of the things he stands for, but the Washington elite argument is compelling for a lot of young people. I want to ask you, Professor, about this whole, you brought up undecideds and swing voters, and there's a debate about how many people. You talked about the 38 to 42% who aren't going to change, right? They are for Trump, and they're 100% for Trump, and they get more passionate every day. But how much of that undecided vote is there, and how much can be had between now and November 3rd?
Yeah. It's, check my premise here, but if you believe the polls and you're looking at swing
states, first of all, let me interrupt though. I know Quinnipiac has great polling, but how much do you, as a professor, read into that polling?
It depends on the poll. It really does. You have to, there are some poorly and unscientifically done polls out there. Quinnipiac is gold standard for a scientific poll. They use random selection. The people aren't selecting themselves to go online and fill out forms. Being really interviewed by real people, and and every poll has its own slightly different methodology that's going to get some kind of variation in results. All of that's true. I'm not sure if you're asking me, Brian, a methodology question, or if you're just asking.
We only have about 15 seconds. Do you think there's a big undecided crowd that can be had?
Yeah, there is far less undecided in this election than there was 4 years ago.
Bernie guys,
and that's true in the swing states too. Okay. There's still about 8 percentage points in most polls, depending on the state, 8 to 5 percentage points that are really undecided. And that's a lot less than there was 4 years ago. Right. And it's not the same kind of election where those undecideds are likely to go to the towards the Democrat. They're more likely to go to the Democrat than the Republican
Scott,
for reasons that we don't have time for me to explain.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You heard the tones. Hey, Scott, thank you much for being on. It's been a pleasure as always.
All right. See you guys later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Scott McLean.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.